Reason why the foundation thought it'd be good to submit this is so that everyone has an understanding of how we run things, why we exist, and why it's important to rely on all of our members, all of our sponsors. So I hope you find this useful. One thing I want to note is that we want to make this presentation interactive and engaging. We want to hear from you. We want you to ask all the finance questions that you have, both for whoever is online and whoever is here in person. So I know there was an announcement earlier that you have to use the app or the chat box, but if you're here in person, just raise your hand, talk to us. We can engage that way. So with that, do you want to introduce yourself first?
Yes, Craig Allen on the NSM Foundation Board from South Africa and trained as a member from Canada. I've always been in my old age, so I'm very interested.
And Daniela Walter-Storfer Jimenez. Some of you know me as Dani, originally from Peru, but right now I reside in Washington, D.C. And I got involved with OSM through a hot task like 10 years ago. And then I've been in love with it, been volunteering a lot. I used to be on the OSM US board, and now I'm very honored to be representing the OSM Foundation board. With that, I'll give you, you all should know what OSM is, you're here, but some quick context. So we are a movement of people who volunteer to create maps. We're all here because we believe in the project, we believe in the power of community mapping. So the OSMF is a UK-based nonprofit company that runs the computer systems and does all the administration that makes it possible for OSM data to be available, open, essentially free on the internet. We need servers to that, right? It's not just magic that whoop, it just happens. We need to, we need servers, we need a base to keep things running. And that's where obviously a lot of our funding goes, and that's why it's important to talk about our finances and our funding. So for the foundation, we are seven members elected by you all, by the community who are essentially members. So you have to be a member to be eligible to vote. We have elections every year, but that doesn't mean that the entire seven members rotate out annually. So we run the OSM Foundation in a democratic and transparent fashion. You'll see we're going to be having elections later this year. And we have some board members rotating out. Since I just started, I'm not up for election, so I can still, I have another.
I'm up for election.
Craig is up for election. So we collect funds, we prepare a budget. And this talk is going to be essentially about that, about our budget, how we allocate the money, where the money goes. And again, we want to hear from you, hear your ideas, any questions. Okay, I have two screens. Okay. So our funding essentially comes from our corporate members. You've seen some of them already presented in the opening session because they've also contributed to state of the map. So we have corporate members, we have donations of services, we have membership fees. So we have, some of you may be active contributor members. So for that, we don't take monetary donations, but we essentially rely on your donation of time and volunteer and efforts in mapping. And then we also have personal donations. You know, you can just go to our website at any point and support in any way with any number whatsoever. There's no minimum. There's no requirement to do it. And then ideally, if at all possible, if we have any state of the map profits, they also go to fund the foundation. And again, I want to make sure we talk about our corporate members. So we have our platinum at the top. We have TomTom and Microsoft, and from them all together, we have made about 60,000 euros, And then altogether from our gold sponsor members, we have made about 140,000 euros.
Annually.
Hence, yeah, the about. And then we also have our other super important community sponsors, company members. I'm not going to go through all of them, but you can see silver. We have collected about 102,000 euros from our bronze sponsors, 27,000 euros, and from our supporters, which is also incredibly beneficial and useful, and we love them. We have collected about 9,750 euros. And with that, I'm going to pass it over to Greg.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
We also get, which is not money, but it's very important to mention them, we get a lot of services which are donated to the foundation. The first one is pretty invisible, the Content Delivery Network. Correct?
Sorry for the foreign, not in the room people. The Content Delivery Network, which Fastly donates, stands between our servers and the rest of the world, and it saves copies, caches the data. So often your queries, most queries which just ask to see the map, for example, just go to a Fastly server and Fastly returns it quickly, and we don't ever know about it at OSM. So we don't have to provide that capacity in hundreds of servers to serve big demand. That is a very valuable service that they offer. The other one is Amazon, which gives us some storage and virtual computing, which is great. We use that for backups and such things. The actual computers that we do own are stored in racks in Ireland and Holland. And these guys, ByteMark, help us out with some sponsorship there. And the other, of course, donation of services is all of us mappers who do the donation of the data. So not forget that as being a donation as well. Talking about other sources of funds, membership fees. Members who pay fees normally will pay about £15, British pounds. And that doesn't raise very much, but there's £18,000 from the members. Of course, the associate members, the mappers who get in for their 42 days of mapping every year, that is free. So we have a lot more members than paying members. The anonymous donations come to quite a lot, the donations generally. I'm including in there some donations we get, like, for example, Microsoft will give us money, which is not part of their corporate sponsorship. And other people give us money, other companies give us money. So we pick up quite a lot of money that way. And as Danny said, state of the map profits depends where you hold it. We're not expecting to make much of a profit, no profit actually, out of this Nairobi conference. But if it is held in a wealthy city, we generally will earn a small profit off that, might be 10 or 20,000 euros. Okay, that's where the money comes from. The question is, where does it go to? Most of it, in fact, goes to salaries. We have a network systems administrator called the reliability engineer, chief reliability engineer, who looks after our systems. And we have some admin people. And we have people who write software for us. Those are the people who are contractors and administration. They will get roughly £200,000. Because we're a UK-based company, we do the books in pounds, or the donations in euros, which is weird. Software development, we pay about £60,000 away. The internet bandwidth is huge because obviously you connect to to OSM, and we have to pay for you connecting. The bandwidth is enormous, and that cost there is £15,000 a year just to pay for the bandwidth. The servers we use are, interestingly, all purchased secondhand and revived and used. They don't cost us very much, really. £2,000 a year can be more, depends on the which ones are becoming old and not usable anymore. We're also running up large legal costs at the moment because we handle all the legal matters to do with the foundation. At the moment, we're looking at moving into the EU instead of the UK. So there's been some big legal fees associated with that. The other three at the bottom, dot, 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 don't always happen. Microgrants haven't happened for a while. I would like them to happen, but we haven't got them running yet. Maybe in the coming financial year. We also pay finance charges on the banks, which we pay strange things like conversion rates from different currencies. Sometimes we make a profit on it. Sometimes we make a loss on it. So it's difficult to predict that. We do pay for some insurance, and we pay tax on any profit we make to the UK government. So that's not very large. We don't make much of a profit ever. And the last one is that we pay for these State of the Map conferences, and we pay out some, and we get back some. So that's where the money goes. All of this is not secret. It is completely transparent. It is public information. You can look up everything I've told you on our finances, on our wiki. And if you have any queries, write to me, secretary@osmfoundation.org, and I will answer your questions. I'm also chair of the finance committee. There's a treasurer's report every year, which put out by Roland, who's not here, unfortunately. Oh, there he is, Roland. The treasurer has arrived. So, shall I start at the beginning, Roland? That's great. Glad you got here. There is a treasurer's report, and we have the treasurer in the room. There's pages with give details of the donations. Every year we print a proper annual budget, which is available for everyone to look at and comment on. The community can comment on our budget, and we have to submit the formal budget to the British government, and they will be nasty to us if we don't do that thing. So there's a whole range of controls which are in place. That is the end of the input from us. We thought that it would be nicer to actually have a discussion and talk between you and me and Lenny and Roland. And if you want to come and join, if there are any questions, then we will love to hear from you, as it says there. Transparent, yes. Is anyone monitoring the online sessions for chat? You are. Yes, good. Expenditure. Big word. Oh, we balance it. Balance books. That would be a good idea. That would be good. Come to the microphone.
So
this is Roland.
Yeah. So I have to remember the question, sorry. Yeah. Okay, the question is, we've shown the income and we've shown the expenses and what's the balance. And there's a reason why we avoid to go out with the balance. That is, people have been scared that we are just spending the money we have just collected, and they would rather like to see a security buffer. So the idea is that we have always a year of, in any moment, a full a year of expenses as a security buffer. So if you spend, let's say, 10 euros right now, we would in principle be able to commit to 5 more euros expenses in the planning, maybe not this year, maybe last next year, because it takes time to spend money in a diligent way. But in principle, then the 5 euro would go there, and the 5 euro would go to the reserves, such that we could, on an ongoing base, ensure to spend the money. So we don't have the balance because we would rather prefer to make people aware of that we are building or maintaining a 1 year's budget of reserve. Okay, Michael has asked, what would happen is, in a totally fictional case, no one would anymore give any money to the foundation, and if there is any contingency planning, and in principle, this is what the 1 year, budget is for, but it's a very theoretical scenario, because at any given time, there are a lot of donations in the pipeline. People talk to us, make informal promises, then later they make commitments, and then it takes more time until this is a payment. So we are talking about a very theoretical scenario where people had made their commitments, others had made their promises, and all stop at that point to go any further. So first of all, it's not going to happen because we would, from talking to people, have more advanced time. We have the 1 year reserve to wind down things in an orderly way. And so in principle, you would see that we would talk to people, that we would downsize some services, stop other services, but it would be a years long process because at any step there are reserves built in to make sure that things are transitioned in a smooth way. This also happens on a small scale. We had some hiccup with spending on AWS right now, and this triggered immediately our operations to adjust some things. So in the end, we will not spend much money on AWS. So the basic idea is AWS gives us credits for middle 5-digit number, and now we figured out that we had doing some configuration error spent $500, which is of course a misstep, but in comparison to the 50,000 credits we have, it's acceptable, and we have adjusted it, so there is a good chance that we will in the next year again run on the credits. That's the way it works. We have a lot of things where we have get information in advance, what will happen with donations, what will happen with spending, and where we try to steer in early enough. Sometimes it doesn't work perfectly. Often you won't even notice that we have adjusted some things because, well, if somebody like Meta comes out of a sudden around and say they would like to invest $100,000 in a specific project, they don't do this because they have thrown the dice someday. They have talked to us, but of course they would like to make this big news, so you won't hear it from us before they decide to announce that they have given the money.
Also reiterate that us, everyone in the board, we're all volunteers. So we're also, as maybe not great as it sounds, we're all learning as it goes, especially when new volunteers come in. I know you have a question. I haven't forgotten. So for instance, some of us manage some of our contractors. That's part of our volunteer work. We do our finances numbers, our reports, our budget numbers, all of it. We get together, we have different committees. And if you would like to join any of the committees, including the finance committee, please reach out, contact us. Again, everything is open, everything's transparent. Mateusz. Ah, okay. We're connected. Yes.
And to make it very clear, we are very grateful for any help because all these committees and working groups are rather understaffed, and more volunteers would mean that more things would happen and that OpenStreetMap would move faster. That's true of any committees, not only those related to finances. So basically any committee and working group is grateful if you decide to support them. Just get in touch. They all have email addresses.
Hello. Yes. No worries. So the question was essentially, how can anyone engage more, be a volunteer, join any of the committees, and also how can one become a member of the foundation? So we have two types of memberships, one where you pay, and again, the fundings, everything that we get goes directly to the foundation. And then we also have an individual membership for active contributor. So if you map for X amount of days and you submit an application, you automatically, well, if you submit the application and you get accepted, you become a member without having to pay for it. I always get confused between euros and pounds. It's 15 pounds to become a member if you are not an active contributor member. And then to volunteer for any of the committees, it literally is volunteering. So you can reach out to, if you go to the OSM Foundation website, you can find all of our committees. So this one that we're talking specifically about is the Finance Committee. So we have our treasurer here and our secretary, who has also been a great member of the Finance Committee, where we take in all of the money that we're collecting annually. So that's 60,000 for our platinum members, gold, 140,000 annually, pounds. Euros. Okay. It gets confusing. Yeah. Euros. Okay, and then our other types of members and everything that we've collected from all of them annually. There's also, Craig mentioned, donations of services. I will go into detail, but you can talk to us at any point, right? So we have, as you can see, companies that are helping us monetarily, and also others that are helping us with very, very appreciative services, like hosting, the content delivery network. And again, here are our memberships that we've collected 18,000 pounds this year from memberships, and then from anonymous donations and name donations. We are extremely grateful because the number is amazing. From State of the Map, Greg mentioned, VFAS, sometimes we make money, sometimes we don't. But the main idea behind the State of the Maps is this, right? Getting to know each other, communicate, you also engaging with other mappers. I think that's the main form of payment, I guess. And then this is where our funding goes to, and where it has been going this year. You can find all of this information. Everything's open, transparent, in the wiki for the finances. And we also have an annual treasurer's report provided by Roland. We have a donation page, and we have our annual budgets. Everything's public. If you cannot find it online, you can always contact the foundation, and we can provide you the links so you can find them. And then we were saying, if people have questions about anything else related to the foundation's finances or ideas, let's say you are an amazing fundraiser and you want to get more engaged and you want to say, hey, I know this company in my country who should be a member, talk to us, because it's always useful and we may not be aware of it, right? We're all from different places around the world. And I know also, culturally engaging with companies is very different in Europe versus Latin America versus the US, Asia, Africa. So this session is solely for the purpose of us to interact with each other and engage and also hear from you. So that was the summary. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Diego asked, what do our corporate members get? He mentioned specifically the plenary session, but I'll make a correction about that. What do they get outside of being here in our slide, essentially? So what was mentioned for the plenary sessions, those are the sponsors for the conference. So that's different than our corporate members for the foundation. Granted, TomTom, you know, is there, Esri is there. Some of them are there, and they also donated for the conference. But Just because you're a corporate member doesn't mean that you're automatically donating to the State of the Map conference. So that's a distinct way of donating from the companies. They are on the website.
Okay, let's say it very frank. What you get is a worldwide database of map data that's kept up to date in the community that's actively protecting them. That would be otherwise a $1 billion asset. And when you give, you get this as a common good, which you otherwise would have to build yourself for much, much, much more money. The rest is fringe. We are happy to have this and that fringe to please people or to improve collaboration. For example, we've got a lot of useful feedback over the advisory board, both from local communities and from the corporate members. And so, yeah, okay. Is a virtual online meeting which takes place, I think, 6 to 12 times a year, more like 4 times a year, where we hear to what's on your mind, and we can discuss things, and there's a lot of useful input come in, how to get things, how to improve collaboration.
So they become advisors, essentially, right?
Yeah.
I think the main thing to say is that the people on the advisory board, the donors to OpenStreetMap, are people who use our data, and they want to protect OpenStreetMap against going bankrupt, like the question at the back, by supporting the organization, by giving money, by being with us, helping us, advising us. That is a sort of a partnership rather than just a donation thing. We treat it as being a partnership. We welcome all comments from our donors, and we think it benefits all the donors. For someone who's not using OpenStreetMap data, it would be far more difficult.
Time, yeah. Well, thank you for your attention. I'm sorry for being late.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Daniela, for the presentation. Yeah.